How's it going, everybody? It is Wednesday, June 12th, 2019. And just a little heads up, you may hear sounds of nature in the background from time to time. I am actually at the park on a little walk, you know, de-stressing, letting go of some of the day's stress. But I had a brief conversation with a young man while I was ride sharing earlier in the day. And some of the things we talked about, one thing in particular I had to get it out. So that's what this episode is about. This episode is about the hurt black woman. So before I get started on the conversation I had with this young man, I just want to let you guys know, if you stick through to the end of this episode, you will hear a sound clip from my bro. His name is Mike, but he's an artist, and his stage name is Plymouth the Phoenix. And he and I, we bounce things off each other all the time. I think I didn't say his name before in a prior episode, but he's the one I was talking about as far as bouncing ideas off each other. And I got him to, you know, give me his insight at the moment on the hurt black woman. Now, mind you, I'm only talking about the hurt black woman because that's the woman I know. I know other ethnicities have hurt women. So if you're a black woman listening to this, if you haven't turned it off yet, I appreciate you. If you did turn it off, well, you're a hurt black woman, more than likely. So look, this is what happened. I pick up this young man and I start the trip. I see that it's about a 25-minute trip. Now, these types of trips can go one of two ways. It could be a real good trip, or it could be a tense trip. Just depends on the passenger, you know. So we start driving. I confirm his destination. We start driving. And about 5 minutes into the trip, he just comes out, says, "Yo, excuse me. I don't know if you have any experience with this, but I gotta get this off my chest." I said, "Yeah, what's going on, man?" He said, "My girlfriend and I have been together for 3 years. Never cheated on her. Never disrespected her. But she broke it off. And ever since she's broke it off a couple months ago, she's been hot and cold with me. Some days, or for lack of better words, he said hot and cold. But the way I perceived it from the descriptions he gave me, which I won't go into every detail, it was more like lukewarm and cold. And the reason why I know this is because I'm going through a similar situation myself right now. So he said, ever since we've been split, she's been hot and cold. Some days she's really receptive. Other days, 100% dismissive. So as I'm taking in the information, and I'm taking in all of the details that he gave me, like I said, that I'm not going to bore you guys with, describing what he meant by hot and cold, first thing that came to my mind to ask this young brother, I didn't even ask him how old he was, but it's my guess that he was probably somewhere in his mid-20s. First thing that came to my mind was, you know, not to be too much in your business, but you know, what ethnicity is your ex-girlfriend? African American. Nah, you know, don't want to assume. So I was like, okay. Second question. Once again, not to get too much into your business or your ex-girlfriend's business, but the times that you were around her family, what was her relationship like with her father? Now, I'm gonna give you guys 3 seconds to take a guess what her relationship was like with her father. Now, if your guess was non-existent, you're 100% correct. Okay, now this is where I went for the rest of the conversation with this young brother. Now, once again, if you're a black woman or any woman right now, listen to this. If you're still with me now, once again, I applaud you. My goal is, or my challenge to myself, is to see how long I can keep you here. This is really for the men, the brothers, all the men. This is an older brother, or I could be a younger brother. You know, I'll be 35 in September, so I could be some of y'all's older brother, some of y'all's younger brother. But either way, this is just my point of view, this is my perspective, this is my advice, this is what I've experienced to be true. I said, look, bro, I don't know where your feelings are right now as far as wanting to reconcile or get back with her. My advice to you as a younger guy who's got a whole lot of life left, you know what I mean? My advice to you is, if this female has a non-existent relationship with her biological father, the first man that she should have ever had a relationship with in this world, who should have been guiding her through her life on how to be a woman. I know most of you women are going to be like, well, no, that's what a mother's supposed to do. But on how to be a woman in relation to dealing with and being with a man, a respectable man. If the female's father is a respectable male, that's the man that the female should thrive to be with. Someone that should be the prototype of the male that she aspires to be with. Okay? Now, if her relationship with her father is non-existent, I would advise you to cut your losses, find a new journey. You see, it's been my experience, the Peter J. Fisher experience. This may not be everybody's experience. This may not be every woman. If you're a woman that has a great relationship with your father, I'm pretty sure you don't even need to be listening to this. But I'm glad you're here, because you might be able to learn something that you could talk to your homegirl about that may not have a relationship with her father. You might have a brother or a guy friend that's in a relationship with a female that doesn't have a relationship with her father. And you might be able to convey this. Matter of fact, you might be able to share this podcast with that young man. It's been my experience that the black female, that's the female I have experience with. It's been my experience that the black female that does not have a relationship with her father of any kind has abandonment issues. Abandonment issues gone unresolved will make any person a very difficult person to have a long-term relationship with. But a female, because more times than not, this, of course, this is figuratively and not literally, more times than not, the man's thinking, logic, and reason comes from his brain, his head. A female's thinking comes from her heart, her emotion. Okay? So if a female is always coming from her emotional standpoint and she has abandonment issues, every opportunity, every experience, everything that she goes through in her life is going to deal with the possibility of abandonment. So this is why some guys could be with a woman, never done anything wrong, never touched her, never disrespected her, never cheated on her, and this woman could out the blue be like, whoa, this is not working. Why? I have to leave you before you leave me. I will not be left again. You see, once again, to all my black women out there, this next statement is not for you if you don't fall in this category. But if you are in this category, you probably turned it off a long time ago. The black woman that is always hurt, the hurt black woman, more often than not, is a little black girl inside of a grown woman's shell. Once again, this is just the Peter J. Fisher experience. If you agree, disagree, hate it or love it, hit me up. If you're on an Anchor platform, use the message option. Email peterjfisherexperience@gmail.com. Twitter handle peterjfisherex1. And with that said, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday or whatever day it is that you hear this. And be blessed.
Somebody asked me, like, what my definition of a hurt black woman is. Shit, man. It's scorn. It's deceit. It's stubbornness. It's the inability to connect with the hurt that you've been through, so you take it out on other people. I mean, it's a monster, to be honest with you. You know, it's just like, it's a monster. You know, I seen a post earlier where one of these Instagram girls that I follow, she was talking about how, like, girls is out here to destroy niggas and all that. They out here destroying because they can't, you know, they can't compete with the hurt that they felt from what somebody else did to them, you know what I mean? So then, you know, a good individual come along. They don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about what they could do for them in that instance. And when they done with them, they gonna move on and shit. You can't tell them nothing. You can't conversate about nothing. Your logic never trumps their logic. You know what I'm saying? But the funny part is, they always come back at the end and be like, yo, you was right. Motherfucker, I know I was right. You just choose not to listen. So is the hurt black woman is destructive. You know what I'm saying? The hurt black woman is just, it's hard to deal with. You know? If anybody should be clicking together, it should be the black man and the black woman. But it's not that way. When you put together how society says that they're above us, you put together the rocky-ass households that they got to come through, you put together the household full of brothers and the horrible guidance that they have, the lack of visual love that they see, you know, they gonna chase the allure gonna bite them, and they gonna spew that on everybody else. And they gonna hide behind religion and attitudes instead of dealing with that.
My fault. One more thing just came to my head after I stopped that recording. This part right here is about me. It's about my life personally. But there's another level to the hurt black woman. You see, the hurt black woman will sometimes put on a false bravado. She'll sometimes put on this mask where she feels like she has to be a superhero because, oh, I've been hurt, and I've been hurt so many times, and then it's all, I'm only one always getting hurt, and you know, woe is me. So check this out. There's far too many times when, once again, I say this is my disclaimer, so I say it often. It's just the Peter J. Fisher experience. It's far too often where the black woman that I know, well, instead of letting her true emotions out, her true feelings, the way she feels in the moment, she'll shove those feelings down and try to put on the face that she thinks she put on. Put on the face her friends think she should put on. Put on the face her family thinks she put on. See, instead of being like, I miss you, I need you, it's all, oh, yeah, oh, you know what I mean? Like, that right there will only lead to further distance. That's not, if your goal is to create distance, then you succeeded. If your goal is to be like, I'm being strong in my position, but I still miss you, then tell that person that. Tell them, I miss you, but I'm standing strong in my position right now, and we'll see where things go. Don't be, like I like to call it, lukewarm and cold when you feel like it. Lukewarm when you feel like you need a shoulder to cry on. Lukewarm when you feel like you need advice. Lukewarm when you need to vent on somebody. But then, when that other person might need something back, now you ice cold. Ice cold veins. If your long-term goal is reconciliation, if your long-term goal is to salvage, that's the wrong way to go about it. Once again, that's the black female trying to play the alpha role, trying to be more domineering and stronger than the man in the situation. And some men, myself included, are tired of that role. Tired of playing that role where you got to be the footstool and the doormat. If you think that's going to reconcile and bring things back together, unfortunately, you got it all wrong. Bless you all. Have a great rest of your day, evening, morning. Be blessed.